But that doesn't need to be streamed outside. Sorry. Okay. Spanish does not to be streamed.
Okay. So I will.
Spanish doesn't need to be streamed because we have only got one channel anyway. We stream the English.
Right.
Yeah. And then if there is a question from the floor, we can ask one of the Spanish speakers to translate it.
No, these can also do it. It's all done. They have already got headset.
Okay, can you log into the stream and see if the stream is up?
It's always in the technical workshop, the technology is always the biggest problem. The most important thing is find it most difficult to get that presentation to work. But we actually are right on time. I've got a few minutes left.
We have someone back in our network operations that's remoting in. Manipulating the web server and trying to get it to work.
Do we have the what? Do we have the English streaming?
No, that piece wouldn't start that.
Okay.
Yeah, because they have to establish a link now for both streams for both to be able to hear it at the back end.
Right. Yeah. I thought we were trying to get Spanish out.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. It's about, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. Trying to get both English and Spanish. Because there's also feeding Adobe, the machine has gone down, so they're also trying to use the feed that's feeding Adobe Connect to feed other stuff as well. Very last minute. Yeah. And it's quite complicated what they're trying to do.
It is. We need to check this before you go.
Are you listening?
Go ahead.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Beginning.
Which stream are you listening to?
I can't hear any voice right now.
Which stream are you going to listen
the
to?
The English.
English.
Okay, so English only. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Check. This is an audio test of the stream.
We can hear that
English
perfectly
audio
well.
Audio test. Floor audio test. 1, 2, 3.
And you may well be hearing that. They may be
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
We can hear that perfectly well from the booth.
Okay.
Excellent.
You're getting me? Okay. Now we just want to try. Sorry, can we have Spanish, please? Thank you. Okay, can we get some Spanish, please, again?
Okay. Can everybody please settle down and sit down? Everybody who doesn't speak fluid Spanish should get themselves a headset, please. There's headsets lying around here and in the front. And I'd like to do this done relatively quickly so we can carry on, please. There is sets lying here. There is also not a number of sets lying here. We are having the English streamed, so we're having the English translation streamed. I don't really know how this works. If there is questions from the floor, as long as they're in English, it's not a problem. If they're in Spanish, we must just listen, so that should all work. Okay, Gabriel Brenter is the technical director from .ar, and he is going to give us what we have come to refer to as the usual host presentation. We have traditionally invited our host to sort of give us an introduction on how they run things and if they have any special interests on research and something to talk about that as well.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much. Sorry for not delivering this presentation in English, but I think that you would appreciate that. The organizers asked me to let you know how we are managing our CCT on this. And to tell you the truth, this is a very interesting case to share because some time ago we have been in charge of the operation and it has certain funny characteristics. My name is Gabriel Berenta. I am the CEO of Computing Systems of the Technical and Legal Secretariat of the Argentine Presidency. This is an agency managing the CCTLD, NIC AR. Going back in history, many of you know this. In 1987, a governmental organization, Chancellery, in charge of all international relationships, started to play with the Internet and started to move forward to take Internet seriously in Argentina. In 1998, the first
structure
of CCTLD managers was established. At that time, an application structure was created allowing people to transact between NIC.AR and to register domain names such as .com, .ar, .adu, .net, and we started to turn into a CCTLD as it is today. As it usually happens in the computer environment, there were some ups and downs. There were many personal efforts implied and technology from the 80s and the 70s and the 90s. And we had an application that allowed us to work until August 19th this year. In 2001,